We have been studying the life of Paul out of the book of Acts. In this lesson, we will see Paul, the great apostle, picking up sticks to make a fire. What lesson can we learn from this great man of God picking up sticks? You'll find out today as we take a look in the book.
Welcome to A Look in the Book. This program is brought to you by Bible Way Community Baptist Church in beautiful Irving, Texas, where our pastor is none other than Dr. Timothy J. Wilbert, Sr. This week, Pastor Wilbert will bring in a series of messages out of the book of Acts. So get close to your radio now as we take a look in the book.
Come on and give the Lord some praise. Amen. God is good. Isn't that some? See, the devil messed up big time. I say, y'all don't really realize it. I say, the devil messed up big time. God gave man authority on this earth. But when the devil got man to fall into sin, the devil thought that that was it. But God not only gonna give man earth, God said, well, you can come on home and be with me in heaven. Now you think about that. That's powerful. Amen. Now that's heavy. Man wasn't supposed to have heaven and earth. He was just supposed to have earth. But look at God. Isn't God a good God? Most of the time, folks would have said, no, you're too bad. I'm not going to let you come up here. But God fixed our and took our badness and gave us his goodness and said, come on up here. Isn't God a good God? Good God. Good God. Amen. Amen. All right, for those of you who have your Bibles, open with me to Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. God is good. Acts chapter 28. Acts chapter 28. Amen. When you find it, say, I got it. Oh, y'all waiting on me then. Let me go on. Amen. Acts chapter 28, beginning with verse number 1 through 6. And you'll find these words. And when they had been brought safely, though then we found out that the island was called Malta. And the natives showed us extraordinary kindness. Now, I'm reading out of my New American Standard Bible this morning, so it may read a little bit different than your King James. But it's still the Bible, y'all. Verse 2, and the natives showed us extraordinary kindness. For because of the rain that had set in and because of the cold, they kindled a fire and received us all. But when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, a viper came out because of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the natives saw the creature hanging from his hand, they began saying to one another, undoubtedly, this man is a murderer, and thought he had been saved from the sea. Justice has not allowed him to live. However, he shook the creature off, into the fire and suffered no harm. But they was expecting that he was about to swell up or suddenly fall down dead. But after they had waited a long time and had seen nothing unusual happen to him, they changed their minds and began to say that he was a god. I want to talk with you this morning on keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. High five somebody and tell them pastor gonna talk about keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning. We come now to the 28th chapter of the book of Acts. And this is the last chapter of this great book of Acts. In this chapter, there are several stories that you would encounter when you read this 28th chapter of Acts. You would read the first story about Paul getting bit by a snake. Then you'll read about Paul putting on a healing service. Then you'll read about Paul's journey to Rome. Then you'll read about Paul's activity there in Rome. This 28th chapter is powered, packed chapter. But today I just want to look at that first story. That first story of Paul getting bit by a snake. Can recall that Paul and 276 men had been in a storm out there on a stormy sea. And last week we saw how they had gotten shipwrecked. And in order for them to survive, everybody had to get a hold to a broken piece of the ship. And matter of fact, that was the title of my sermon last week, Making It on Broken Pieces. Because when your life done been shipwrecked, when your life done been tore up from the floor up, you can't make it on new stuff. You got to go and get some broken pieces and put your life back together again. So they made it to the shore on broken pieces. And once they got over there, the Bible says that this was not a deserted island, but this island was occupied by certain people there, certain tribes there, some folks there that was there, saw that they had been shipwrecked, and they began to kindle a fire for them. Because they saw that they was cold and they saw that they had been in the rain and they was wet. The Bible says they kindled a fire for them. Now this shows me the humanity of man. Stay with me this morning now. I say this shows me the humanity of man. This showed me the humanness of man by them showing some love and hospitality. This showed me the human side of man. Are y'all gonna go with me this morning? I'm gonna have to go by myself because see, man was created in the image of God. And actually, when God created man, he created him to be a being like him, to show some love, to show some kindness, to show some goodness, to show some friendliness. As a matter of fact, when you are not acting in love and kindness, you are acting inhumane. You done heard of cruel and inhumane treatment. See, if they wouldn't have showed any kindness there, that would have been somewhat cruel and inhumane. But when you can show kindness to folks in their time of need, that shows the human side of man. And most of the time, when people see that you're going through something in a crisis, they often will respond with some humanness, such as a lot of times you will see people have a car wreck, and if you witness a car wreck, 9 times out of 10 you probably gonna pull over and try to render some kind of aid to see, is everybody all right? Do y'all need some assistance? You may see somebody bleeding out of something, and you pull out your cell phone and you call the paramedics because you see that they can't call the paramedics for themselves. So what that shows me, that shows us the human side of you. Now, if you didn't do that, that would also show me that you are cold-blooded. See, the human side of a person responds like God. If somebody then was in a house and the house was on fire, folks normally stop and see, can they help? Is everybody all right? That's the human side of man. Yeah, if somebody on the job fall out on the job or have an accident on the job, co-workers run over there and see what they can do to help. That's the human side of me. If somebody faint right here in the church, somebody then will run over there and see what they can do. That just shows the human side. It shows that you still a man or a woman. Yeah, and so that's what they did. Now, don't confuse. Stay with me now. Kindness as a sign of salvation. Did you hear what I said? I say, don't confuse kindness and niceness as a sign that that person is saved. Because see, the tragedy of this story here is these folks, even though they were showing some niceness and some kindness and some love and hospitality to Paul and these 276 men, these men were not even saved. They were just showing the human side of man, but they was not showing us that they are saved. Being nice, it's not a sign that you're saved. See, a lot of times we look at people who are into another religion and another faith, and we say, I can't see how that person is going to go to hell because they're too nice. I can't see that person. I know they don't bleed like I bleed, but they're the nicest person in the world. Niceness is not a sign of salvation. If all you had to do is be nice and go to heaven, then God would not have to send Jesus to die on the cross. No, it takes more than niceness. It takes having the right relationship with Jesus Christ in order to go to heaven. And see, not only do this story shows us that these men was nice, but it also shows me that they really wasn't saved. How do I know that? Because they behave in an unsaved or an immature way. Because see, when Paul went out there and gathered up some sticks and he put the sticks on the fire, the Bible says that a snake came out from the fire and it latched on there to Paul's hand, and immediately they judged Paul. Immediately, they said, listen, he done escaped the storm. He done escaped the shipwreck. But justice done found him out. Justice done found him out. And that's why that snake is biting on him. Oh, he must be a murderer or something. He must be, in other words, a bad man. This is a bad man up in him. And because he's such a bad man, this snake is biting him. The gods done sent a snake to bite him. In other words, they was judging on outward appearance. But once they saw that Paul didn't die, they said, wait a minute. They went to the opposite extreme. They said, wait a minute, he ain't no murderer. He's a god. They got ready to start worshiping Paul because they said, he's a god. See, that's how you know a person is not saved. Because they don't know who God is. They still is in the search mode. They're trying to find God. See, and another thing about unsaved folks, not only are they trying to find God, they're trying to find themselves. Child, I can't come. I'm trying to find myself. See, when you don't know God, and that's very true, you lost. That's a true statement. You don't even know where you at. You're trying to find yourself because you hadn't found God. When you hadn't found God, you totally lost. See, that's how you know a person is lost. They judge things on outward appearance. See, when you got the Holy Ghost, you don't have to judge things on the outward appearance. See, you have a Holy Ghost detector on the inside of you. And the Holy Ghost will let you know whether this person is lost or saved, or whether this person can be trusted or not be trusted, because you got a Holy Ghost detector. But when you lost, you just judging things on what you see and what you hear. And a lot of times what you see ain't how it really is. What you hear is not really how it is. That's why the Bible tells us as children of God, don't judge according to outward appearance. Mama and them used to say, don't judge the book by its cover now. Yeah, that old book has some good stuff in there. Amen. And so we see here that Paul just shook that off, and the Bible says that he didn't die. He didn't swell or nothing. Paul just shook it off and kept the fire burning. What do we need to do to keep the fire burning? Can I give you three things this morning? I say, can I give you three things this morning? If you're going to keep the fire burning, three lessons you must learn. Number one, you must learn to be humble. I say you must learn to be humble if you're going to keep the fire burning. The scripture says in verse number 3, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks... Stop right there. It says, but when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks. Wait a minute now. Who is Paul? Is not Paul the great apostle in the church of the Lord Jesus Christ? Is not Paul the one who wrote at least 12 books of the New Testament? Some Bible scholars say it may be in 13 books if you look at the book of Hebrews. Well, is not Paul that greater apostle that was the great missionary that took the gospel from Jerusalem to Judea to Samaria to the othermost part of the earth? Is not Paul that apostle, the one that folks say he's turning the world upside down? Is not Paul the one that when he show up, there's going to either be a revival or a riot, but it's not going to stay the same? Is not that the guy right there? But look what the Bible says. He was picking up sticks. Some Bible scholars said he's the greatest man in the New Testament, come second only to Jesus Christ. But look at this, greatest man, one of the greatest men that ever walked on God's earth, didn't think that he was so good where he could not go out there and pick up some sticks. The Bible says that when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks, that let me know, Paul gathered some sticks. Why did Paul, the great apostle, gather some sticks? Because he didn't see himself as that great one. Oh, I know I'm right about it. Because, see, Paul had had a life change. Not just a sex change. He had a life change. He had a life change. He had changed his life. How do I know that? When Paul got converted in Acts chapter 9, the Bible says that his name was Saul. You know what the word Saul means? Great one. He was named after the first king of Israel, which was Saul, the first king of Israel. But Saul changed his name from Saul to Paul. You know what the name Paul means? Little one. He went from being great one to being little one. Listen to me. Once you come to Christ, you got to see yourself going from being that great one to being the little one. Listen, listen. Sometimes people think that they got so much to offer. It's Jesus got so much to offer you. You got to see yourself going from being this great one out there to being this little one. See, that's why we are in the situation we're in today on God's green earth, is because we don't want to be humble. Listen, listen, stay with me. The problem is, let me tell you, one of the reasons there's problems in the home, problems on the job, problems in the church, is because we done got, here it is, two things, too prideful and too comfortable. I say we done got too prideful and we done got too comfortable. What do I mean by prideful? Let somebody else go out there and pick up the sticks. See, I'm this round here. I'm that round here. Well, this and that need to go back out there and pick up some sticks. Unless the fire gonna go out. See, we too prideful. And then we done got too comfortable. Everybody done came in. We done got all dressed up now. And nobody want to get their hands dirty anymore. Everybody just want to warm by the fire. Just want to get all, we done got all comfortable. We want to warm up round by the fire now. Listen, listen. If everybody just going to be getting warm by the fire going to go out. Somebody got to go back out there somewhere and pick up some sticks. You got to be willing to get your hands dirty. If God's going to use you, you got to be willing to get your hands dirty for the Lord. Got to go back out there and pick up some sticks. And you can't use as an excuse, it's too cold now. Or it's raining now. Let me ask you a question, brothers. When you was trying to court your wife, you didn't care. You didn't care about it, the rain. Matter of fact, she was the one that told you, well, the weatherman said, you know, it's a thunderstorm out there, man, a tornado. Oh, you can't go by the weatherman. It wasn't cold then. It wasn't too cold there, too raining then. When you
sent down the glory.
If you would like a copy of the message that you have just heard in its entirety, please call the church office at 972-257-3766. That's 972-257-3766. Or visit the church website at BibleWayIrving.org. That's BibleWayIrving.org. And come by and worship with us this Sunday morning at 11 o'clock at Bibleway Community Baptist Church. And tune in tomorrow as we take a look in the book. Sit down.